Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight. Circling.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Lepsinger. Rick is the president of OnPoint Consulting, LLC.com. Is that right, Rick?
That's correct.
So check out that website. The books are Closing the Execution Gap, also Flexible Leadership, and we're talking about that. We're talking about how to manage your people and your organization better, how to avoid common mistakes that are involving change. We had three great ones in the last segment, Rick. Be realistic about the time, not try to change too many things at once, and not being able to establish priorities. Which one first, and which is the big one? And what's next?
Yeah. Well, I think this one is this idea of even initiating the change. A lot of effort goes into sort of the burning platform, the business case for change, trying to get everybody excited and enthusiastic about the need. But the problem is that frequently there's not a lot of follow-up after that, and there's a little bit too much push. In other words, leaders try to tell people why they need to change. Mm-hmm. They try to explain to people why it's important. And unfortunately, what we know is that that really doesn't help the case, because a lot of people will just dig in and try to kind of push back and say, well, let me tell you why what I'm doing is the right thing to do. So it's much more effective to engage people in a dialogue. We call it change talk. Engage people in a dialogue about why it's important and how confident they are that they can make the change and the pros and cons of the change or not changing.
And what's in it for them too, right?
Yeah, yeah. But the idea is that when we tell people, that's not convincing. They need to really be part of, like, almost talk themselves into it. They need to work through the process to be able to understand why they need to do it. And of course, you need to provide them with information and give them,
right.
Tools see,
this
they
is,
need to be
this
able
comes
to
back,
come around.
This keeps coming back to what I was talking about earlier, Rick. We were talking about this earlier, and that is that if you're the CEO and you're seeing things coming at you and you're assigning your people to take little pieces of these concerns or these implications that you're seeing out there, if you're assigning them to look into these things, if they're tracking these themselves, they'll come to the conclusion when you come to the conclusion, and that now they own it.
Yeah.
You didn't drop it on them like a sack of potatoes and say, here, cook these.
Yeah. You can't just tell people that this is what we've got to do and it's really important. They really have to come to the understanding and actually be ready for the change. So it's not being motivated to change.
Right.
It's being ready to change. That's the big differentiator.
Right. So, all right, what's next?
The other is this idea of focusing on the change goal, but not clarifying the change behavior. And a lot of organizations miss the behavior piece. Because if you can't name the behavior, you're not going to get the change you're looking for. So, for example, if you put the goal out there about improving customer service or improving the quality of your work process or your manufacturing process, that's a good starting point. But if you don't articulate what you want people to start doing on a behavior level and stop doing on a behavior level, everybody interprets the way to get to that goal from their own perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not be aligned with what you're looking for in terms of supporting the change. So you've got to get it down to the behavior level about what you want them to do. If you're looking to improve customer service, what does that really mean? What does that look like in terms of day-to-day behavior for people?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you want them to stop doing?
Yeah, so your goal is not going to be accomplished because, as you say, things happen because of the way we behave, doesn't it? how we act and how we're motivated. That's what makes things work or not work, isn't it?
Yeah. The goal is just the beginning. The goal is sort of the context of where you want people to get to. And you have to be very specific about the what you want them to do, the how you want them to do it. And, of course, involving them in that conversation is important, too.
Right.
But they've got to get it down to the day-to-day, what are we doing, how do we execute the work thing to really make the change take.
Right, right.
And a lot of organizations miss that. They work at too high a level.
What about the last one?
Well, the last one has to do with putting the plan on autopilot. You know, people put a lot of effort into the plan. Well, some people put a lot of effort into the plan, but you really got to do the potential problem analysis, what could go wrong here, and then keep revisiting the plan. There's a lot of talk about, communicate with people, give them information, but the main thing you're communicating is progress toward the goal and obstacles you're running into, and then figuring out what to do. Too many companies just plan, do the big rah-rah, let's go forward, and then they let it go and they move on to the next change.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to sustain.
Well, once you install it, then you got to measure it, don't you? You got to measure how you did.
Yeah, and you got to.
That's called plan. Tim Berry, our friend Tim Berry, calls that plan versus actual.
Yeah, exactly right. You got to stay with it. So.
Well, otherwise, and if you don't, then the next time you bring up a change that you're trying to make, people will wonder why are we doing this again? We're just going to do the work and then forget about it.
Yeah, exactly right. And what's happening is a lot of times we initiate a change, and then once we get it going, we move on to the next change. So it goes back to the previous point I made about
right.
too many things going on,
right.
and they're under-resourced.
Right.
You pull resources off of the early change to support the newer change, and you wonder why the previous change runs out of steam
right.
because you're pulling resources away.
Exactly. Hey, Rick, good job today. Come back soon.
Pleasure.
OnPointConsultingLLC.com, right?
Absolutely.
Rick Lepsinger, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.